Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. This is Mark Striegel and you are listening to episode number 478. I want to start out by just saying how much I appreciate all the support and all the listeners who tune in to Talking Metal for every episode or almost every episode. It really means a lot when I hear from you guys on Facebook or via email or on Twitter. So please stay in contact. If you've never sent an email or you've never responded to us on Twitter or sent us a tweet or you've never checked in on our Facebook pages, do so, because I really like hearing from you guys and it really helps me keep going here knowing that I got listeners out there. The numbers lately have been pretty good for Talking Metal. I feel like we have rebounded since our disastrous 2012, where I know we lost a lot of listeners at that time. There weren't a lot of guests that year. There weren't a lot of episodes posted. And I can't really blame anybody but myself. You know, I can say, oh, I had two kids, two babies at home, or I switched jobs. But I don't know. I don't know if any of that really adds up because I feel like I'm just as busy now as ever. And I definitely had a fumble these past couple weeks because I've been promising and for the most part been real good at delivering an episode to you guys every Tuesday evening. I messed that up the last couple weeks and I had a vacation going on, which shouldn't matter. I should have still had a new episode up for you guys. And I could blame Victor maybe a little bit. Sorry, bro, but he didn't send me the file until like less than 24 hours before I needed to post it. And I just basically at that point said, fuck it, and missed the Tuesday deadline. And then the next episode, I was just trying to play catch up. So I think I threw it up on a weekend or something. Now, that episode I just was talking about, which I believe was 476 that I did with Victor. We had no guests. I recorded it while I was on vacation in Georgia. I have no idea why, but it's gotten a shitload of downloads. I know Rob Dukes retweeted it, but he also has retweeted other episodes and they've never done what that episode did. So it's a bit of a mystery, but glad we got some listeners out there. And you know, even on the lowest rated episodes, we've been doing okay. So I'm just pleased to have all you guys out there checking in with me. If you want to show your support for what I do and what John does and what Victor does, you can hit us up with a PayPal donation on our site. There's a PayPal tab. It'll take you right over to PayPal and you can make a little donation there. You can also support the sponsors. And you can use the Amazon links, which are listed in the show note for each and every episode of Talking Metal. First of all, the way you get to the show notes is you go to talkingmetal.com or talkingmetaldigital.com. You go into the Talking Metal section and you'll see all the episodes there. And at the bottom of the show notes for each episode, you'll see a little Amazon link listed within the show notes. You use that to open Amazon and go ahead and make your purchases of whatever you were intending to buy or are intending to buy, I guess I should say. And we get a little kickback on that. I appreciate that. Please keep it up. The Amazon donations or, you know, support going through the link has been strong. The PayPal seems to have not been quite as strong as it used to be. So, but anyway you can support us is great. I'd like to talk a little bit about the state of hard rock and heavy metal on TV. There is a guy by the name of Danny Count Corker who is in a band called Count 77. They are a hard rockin' band. I wouldn't really call them metal, but definitely hard rockin'. And Count has his own TV show on, well, he's on a TV show on History, the History Channel. And it's really a pretty big hit. It's called Counting Cars. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out on History Channel. It's not necessarily about hard rock or metal music, but he is definitely a hard rocker and he's on TV. So I wanted to point that out. The Ex-Wives of Rock, when we had Bobby Brown on, she was unsure if it was going to return to Fuse or a different station. There's been a big shakeup at the Fuse network. It was recently bought by Jennifer Lopez, and most of the staff, a big portion of the staff, were let go. So no one knew what was going to happen with programming. A lot of programs were immediately canceled. However, Ex-Wives of Rock Season 2 is back on Fuse. So if you haven't seen that show, I think it's a fun show. Vince Neil's ex-wife, Charisse, is on it with Bobby Brown. And it's a fun watch. It's a fun watch. Definitely check it out. Tommy Lee's sister is also on it. What else? Full Throttle Saloon, a show that starred Jesse James Dupree of the band Jackal, has not been renewed on True TV. It doesn't mean the show won't pop up on another network somewhere, but it has not been renewed on True TV. The other show I'd like to talk about is called That Metal Show with Don Jameson and Eddie Trunk. It has still not been renewed, and I'm sure as soon as it is, the guys will let us know via their Twitter account. There is a grace period. Every time in the past, they have basically renewed it right away. This time, a lot of people at VH1 were let go recently, and one of the executives behind the show is also quit. So I think it's a little iffy. We'll see. But they have a grace period since the last episode, so that's a grace period. So they still have the option to renew it. So we will see what happens with that. Again, that is called That Metal Show. It's on VH1 Classic. It was kind of interesting because right before the big shakeup at VH1 where tons of people got fired, the Twitter account, the That Metal Show Twitter account, was saying a big announcement coming tomorrow or coming soon or something like that. And that announcement never came. And they actually responded telling people they just needed to hold their horses and the announcement would be out soon. That was right before they did the Golden Gods Award show, which is a while ago at that point. So I'm sure we'll hear some news one way or the other about That Metal Show real soon. I know a lot of you guys like that show, so keep your fingers crossed. However, I don't know. Part of me feels it's not looking good. That's just the inside scoop I know on some shows. Not much inside scoop except on the Full Throttle Saloon and That Metal Show. But that's just some, let's call it hard rock, heavy metal TV news. Yeah, things have, as I mentioned, were busy. I was on a vacation for a while, and then I got just slammed at work, working a double. You know, working doubles for a week, actually. I'm a freelance TV promo producer is what I do for a living. And I just got hit really hard where I one job was ending and I wanted to start up another job that was like a 2-month run, but I didn't want to lose that job because I couldn't start when they wanted to. So I agreed to do a week of nights while wrapping up my other job during the day. It was insanity. My whole weekend was just trash because I was so absolutely exhausted. I don't know actually how I made it through. The money was great for that one week, but it wasn't worth it really because I was just so freaking tired. And it affected my quality of life with my family, obviously, because I wasn't seeing them at all. And it also, you know, messed up when I was trying to get a podcast up. So hopefully we'll be back on Tuesdays. I realize this episode's kind of just, I'm phoning it in here. I have no plans. I'm talking out of my ass. But I wanted to get something up for you guys this Tuesday. I have been doing a lot of work on Mitch LaFon's podcast. I edit it. Talking Metal Digital is the official host of it, and I co-host it. So I'm very involved in it. Even in the episodes I'm not on, I'm the guy behind the scenes putting it together and putting it up for you guys. He's had some great episodes. Canada Day is July 1st, which is Tuesday, the day I am posting this podcast, and we have a very special edition of One-on-One with Mitch LaFon going up on Canada Day about Canadian hard rock and heavy metal. So definitely check that out. It's co-hosted by Tim from Brave Words and also Russ from Killer Dwarves. So check that episode out. You can listen to it right on TalkingMetal.com or TalkingMetalDigital.com in, of course, the One-on-One section. John is off on the road with Ace. Ace's album was obviously pushed back. I have heard numerous tracks off of it. It sounds amazing. It sounds great. Ace is singing better than ever, and the songs definitely have that classic Ace vibe. So I think you guys are going to love it when you hear it. I heard some unmastered versions, so I'm sure they'll sound a little different when they are finally completed. Again, earlier I mentioned keeping in touch with us on Facebook. You can check in with me. I'm at facebook.com/mstriegel. That's M-S-T-R-I-G-L. If you go into Facebook and search Talking Metal, you can find our official Talking Metal page. And then there's actually a separate Talking Metal digital page. I tried to merge the two. Facebook would not let me. I have no idea why. But so there's two separate Talking Metal pages. And Twitter, of course, is just at Talking Metal, one word. So check in with us and with specifically me there. I'm pretty much the only guy running those accounts. I have a solo Twitter account, too, which I barely ever use, called Striegel, Striegl. We have a YouTube page, youtube.com/talkingmetal. It has a lot of great clips. We've had over 1 million views on our YouTube page. And again, there's a lot of great clips up there, so definitely check that out. You guys remember Donnie G from the Talking Metal Forums days? He is now on Facebook as Bill Wang, and he's doing a few pages, and I guess he's having a good time. He's searching for Vinnie Vincent. I'm definitely going to invite him back on the show sometime soon, but I probably won't refer to him as Donnie G. He wants to only be known now as Bill Wang. So that's when you hear a guy named Bill Wang come on the show soon, probably within the next, 5 episodes or so, you'll know that that's the man formerly known as Donnie G, longtime supporter of Talking Metal. Glad to have you on the Talking Metal team, Donnie. So I've just been informed that my oldest son, Harrison, is sick with a fever. My wife just came down, she said. She took his temperature, so let's hope he gets well soon, and it's nothing serious. I'm hoping he's feeling well soon. And so that's it for today, guys. A real throwaway episode. I apologize. I just wanted to sit down, touch base with you guys, let you know what was up, and thank you for keeping with us for these past couple weeks. I know things have not been going like they should with me posting episodes on Tuesday. That will change. We'll get back on track, I promise. Just remember, Talking Metal Tuesdays, every Tuesday night at around 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be a new episode up of Talking Metal. And we got some fun guests coming up for you. And again, Mitch LaFon, our all-star interviewer, I guess it would be the word, is also on Talking Metal Digital. And then we have the great Victor Ruiz of Mars Attacks. So check him out. All you can check all three of those shows out on Talking, including mine, Talking Metal, on TalkingMetalDigital.com. All right, guys. See you later.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.